You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Hi, this is Hope Gibbs with Incandescent Public Relations, your host for the Incandescent Radio Show on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. We are very excited to be here today in Arlington, Virginia with Lindsay DePalma, founder of an exciting new business that has Washingtonians buzzing, the House of Steep. Of course, the buzz you'll get at the Tea House and Reflexology Studio, House of Steep, is the one that comes from taking that deep cleansing breath after you've made time for yourself to relax. And because D.C. is a city that's known for its frenzy, the House of Steep is an urban oasis. You'll chill with a steaming cup of freshly brewed tea and a fabulous foot soak and or reflexology treatment by one of Lindsay's certified massage therapists. We wanted to sit down with her to talk about how she came up with the concept for this creative tea house and foot sanctuary and learn more about what life has been like for this 30-something who left corporate America to be an amazing entrepreneur. Welcome to the Incandescent Radio Show, Lindsay.
Thank you so much, Hope. It's a pleasure to be here in this space.
Yeah, well, the space you've created is truly phenomenal. Before coming up with the concept for House of Steep, you said that you wanted something for yourself to relax and just be for a whole, 10 minutes each day. How did you parlay that desire into this incredible business?
Well, I have to say that it probably was a little bit of a calling. I felt like this area absolutely needed it, and you touched on how busy this area absolutely is, and I think most people here identify with that. But for me, that was also true. I just needed a place to step away, not go on vacation, not go to the spa all day, just a place to just relax, reconnect with myself, and go back out into the world and be my best self. So that was kind of a desire that I wanted to create, but then also I also have this interest in tea. I've grown up around tea, and I don't know, it just kind of all came together for me. So it's not necessarily a three-step process, but it's the story.
Well, we have a ton to talk to you about because you began your career in human resources for a big corporate company, and you left that to create this incredible sanctuary, foot sanctuary, tea sanctuary. How did you bring that dream to fruition?
Well, it was a journey, to say the least, but absolutely. So corporate America, as we call it, taught me a lot, and I certainly enjoyed my time there, but it just wasn't necessarily for me in terms of what I invested my energy in. So in terms of how I brought my dreams to fruition, I did go to business school at nighttime. That wasn't necessarily my plan at the time. I just felt that it was something I wanted to learn more about. I had an interest in business, and then I tested this tea house concept that kept on kind of, tickling the back of my brain. And then when I was probably about two-thirds of the way through school, I really felt like, hey, you know what? I think I found the right complement to the tea house, taking this peaceful feeling that I've been striving for in this area one step further, bringing in the foot sanctuary, bringing it all together. So it was in my final year of grad school that I really felt that this is how I could make it happen, and that's kind of how the dream came to fruition.
Well, let's step back and talk about this. Do you think that entrepreneurs need to have a business degree? Yeah,
that's a question I get often. My quick answer is no. Business school taught me a lot, absolutely, more than I ever even thought I knew. But I think for the most part, it really taught me confidence in terms of there's not really a right or wrong answer into a lot of scenarios. It's really just how you navigate it and, the information that you kind of rail against, and somewhere in that is where your answer lies. And so whether it be you're dealing with, a marketing strategy or your performance or a business, analysis or strategy, I think that there's always a right answer somewhere within the confines of what's been right in the past and what's been wrong in the past as it relates to what you're dealing with. So for me, I would say no. Business school will teach you kind of the wherewithal, but it won't teach you how. You kind of have to just be open to the journey and figure it out kind of for yourself and get some good mentors along the way, and that'll really help you navigate.
I think it's interesting about the instincts of an entrepreneur. I never went to business school. I graduated from University of Pennsylvania, and I've been a journalist for 30 years, and I was actually raised by entrepreneurs, so I was taught this as a kid.
So that gave me the confidence to know that I maybe didn't need a business degree. My brother actually did get a business degree. And so I think it depends. Do you agree that it depends on your experience, your gut instincts, and the confidence that you need?
That's absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, it's easy to say that, oh, sure, anybody can do this, so long as you just have the guts or the, you know, the intuition to drive it. But it's a combination of a couple of things. You know, do you have the confidence? Do you have a little bit of an understanding, whether it be the topic that you're dealing with? And then, of course, you know, like, seeing that even when you do fail, you can still make best of the situation and kind of fail forward, which has been one of my good learnings in this process. So
I love that fail forward idea, you know, and when you step into the house of sleep, you realize that Lindsay is tapped into something that not a lot of people are, and everyone should come here to experience the magic that she has truly created. So tell us, so you opened not long ago. What was your official open date?
September 21st.
It's an auspicious day. What has been the reaction of the folks that have stepped through your door?
It's actually been great, wonderful. I anticipated a lot of learning. I thought I had a huge learning curve to face. You know, this whole tea without sugar, flowery, fruity business. Like, how am I going to address an audience there and feet and health through feet? But there's actually been a wow reception within the immediate community with, so far as an interest, a curiosity, and also an automatic belief that, you know, natural tea actually makes sense and natural health and healing practices make sense. And beyond all that, like, relaxation makes sense. We don't have to, you know, connect with the frenzy when we can connect with ourselves. So it's all been actually really, really good. I've been very, very fortunate in the first 2 months that we've been open.
True. It's amazing. But when you step in here, you're not surprised. What has happened that you didn't predict?
Gosh, well, a lot of surprises, actually. I've started documenting those, so perhaps we'll see a book in the future with that to help some future entrepreneurs navigate it. But, you know, like I said, I've acquired certainly the grace to fail forward. There's certainly plenty of things that I just didn't know and I wouldn't have known. You know, no book would have taught me these things. I just had to figure out whether it be navigating processes with the jurisdiction that I'm situated in or, you know, just licensing and other requirements or, you know, fill in the blank supply chain things that I thought that I had figured out in a vacuum at grad school, but in practice it's just a little different. So it's really hard to say that some of the main learnings, although I do get that question a lot. I think one thing that is something I can touch on is just the learning that I thought that I knew what the phrase was, it takes a village. And to me, that was, oh, well, you can't do it alone. And I knew that. I knew that I couldn't do it alone. I knew that I would need some help. But what I've learned is that, you know, it's the village itself that takes care of you. So depending on where you position yourself, and I've been very fortunate, I've positioned myself in a community that's right outside the D.C. border, but it's also a very small business-centric community, and they have made it their personal mission to make sure that I stay in business because they love what I'm doing. And so to me, it takes a village, it takes the care of a village to really carry you. So that's one big developmental point. I guess another surprise for me was I was really expecting some sleepless nights, you know, just what I've heard and what I expected. And I don't know if it's just through my journey, things took a lot longer than I thought they would, and I've just had to slow myself down, or if it's just serendipity, I'm not sure, but I've been able to approach this business with a little bit more of a level-headed, kind of peaceful-minded approach, and, you know, through that, the result is, you know, my employees are much more satisfied, my customers are much more satisfied, and then this may sound hokey to some listeners, but it really has worked for me so far. It's just that goodness is just kind of compounding on itself, and you know, the love just keeps kind of going around and around. So to me, I was expecting me to have to worry myself through these problems, but in fact, I've loved myself through these problems, and, you know, Steve has loved me through these problems, so it's actually really great.
That is great. That's awesome. And, you know, I don't think that a lot of entrepreneurs talk about that kind of thing, love and relaxation and trusting their employees, but do you think that that's something that's going to
be a shift. I mean, we see the millennials growing up and changing the way that Americans do business. Tell us, because you're in your early 30s and you're...
I'm on the cusp, yes.
You're a millennial and I'm the end of the boomers. I consider myself Gen X, but you know, we all carry with us what we were taught. So I think it's most fascinating to think about this beautiful creation that you've made with the House of Steep, which has the potential, right, to be everywhere.
Right.
And that's been your long-term goal.
Absolutely.
So talk a little bit about what you've tapped into, very ancient, right?
Right.
Tea and reflexology. Mm-hmm. But very current in terms of what people are desperate for. And Arlington is a little bit of a interesting pocket because people are very educated here, mm-hmm. and they're very open to new ideas, ancient ideas, mm-hmm. which not all of America is, but
right.
is increasingly being open to.
Right.
So what's your vision on the trend, and where do you see House of Steep growing into?
Well, you know, I think there's definitely a lot of knowledge in the ancient wisdom that House of Steep is founded on, which is, you know, a little bit more preventative than you know, kind of medicinal treatments for health and healing. But beyond all that, I don't know that everybody's really seeking out this preventative health, although in this area there's a lot more health-conscientious individuals. It's more about how do I have a better lifestyle? How do I create a space that's, you know, the best fit for me? And that's different for everybody. So as it relates to the individuals in an area, whether it be they appreciate ancient wisdom or individuals who appreciate a workplace like this, you know, I think it's going to vary a little bit, but for the most part, people just want to be real, you know, whether it be real with their health and their bodies and that which they're working with, or whether they want to be real with how they want to spend their days and an employment perspective, because you did ask about the employees and attracting those guys. You know, I just think it's just this awareness that I think that we're all kind of coming to, whether it be the stress isn't worth it or, gosh, you know what, I really need to take better care of my health or whatever it is. It's just an awareness that's happening, and we are seeing a lot more emphasis on the Chinese and ancient wisdom that's very relevant and also very effective in a lot of scenarios. But we're also seeing just people who are tuning into themselves, which is exactly what I'm trying to create with House of Steep. It's just a place for you to step away from the busy world, tune in with yourself, and then go back out into that crazy busy world, but be your best self.
But you're creating a shift, and that's a magnificent thing from our perspective at the Incandescent Magazine and Incandescent Public Relations, because we help entrepreneurs grow their businesses.
Right.
But we're really tapped into what the communities want. So whether we're B2B or B2C helping our clients, we're looking at what the trends are, and we have, with Incandescent Speakers Bureau, we have a ton of futurists who are talking about what's coming in the future.
Sure.
But what I love about this is that this is a reflection on the past. So we have, you know, we asked you about, for one of our children on our staff, we asked you about acne remedies, relaxation remedies, things to make you more effective. And these ancient herbs accomplish those goals. So tell us a little bit about the power of tea, how you got turned on to it,
mm-hmm.
and what... Because we're also interested in having you write a column for Being Candescent Magazine to share these ancient wisdoms with all of our 520,000 readers who logged on last month. So
sure.
Tell us more about that.
Well, I mean, herbalism and herb wisdom is a very ancient science, as you've indicated. The way I was turned on to it was through my great-grandmother, who was... kind of an herbalist of her time, but more of kind of the American and European herbs. But really just, hey, you know what? You have heartburn? Chew on some of this, you know? Chew on some catnip. Or, you know, like, oh, take a dose of sassafras for fill in the blank. And, you know, it's not to say that I was completely educated at that time, but I wanted to at least appreciate what she had to give me. She was an elder. She was, you know, someone who had some wisdom. So that's kind of how the seeds were planted. And then from there, of course, I was much too young to really retain most of this knowledge. But from there, I kind of grew up and then looked at the way that we're dealing with
you know, a lot of our medical conditions today, and I just think about preventative health, and so that's kind of how I tune back into some of the herbal wisdom that I've had. And of course, I've always been open to alternative modalities myself, so I can't say that I was won over by herbalism. You know, it was always kind of a part of me to begin with. So that's kind of where it starts. And then from a day-to-day perspective, I mean, there's no denying that there's this otherwise effect that can take, you know, a lot of our tea blends have, that we blend here in House of Steep, have, you know, echinacea or otherwise, you know, elderflower, different herbs that are very specific for certain things. And
that helps with preventing colds.
Right, echinacea is a good, you know, immune system booster. And when you feel a cold coming on, echinacea is absolutely where you want to go. But
and for acne, what were you recommending to our friend?
I said start with a calendula base, but, you know, it really kind of depends on the root cause of some of those things. But so it's a lot of that. It doesn't differ from traditional or from modern medicine, but at the same time, it's just one of those things where, you know, herbs aren't necessarily a quick fix. You still have to deal with the root cause, but there's still a lot of information that can come out of, you know, trying different herbs, and a lot of feedback that your body can give you as a result of just doing these natural things that the earth has created, which is kind of where I come from all this, is that, you know, if you really think about all the things that are here around us, we could probably nurture and otherwise heal ourselves just with that which is currently here. Granted, sometimes we let health get the better of us, and we have to use some more modern medicine techniques to, you know, really intervene. But if we're a little bit more active and aware, we might be able to take care of our health through a different modality. So,
well, at Incandescent, we're very much into preventative medicine and taking care of things before they get dramatic or horrible. And I always come in here for a relaxation cup of tea. So tell me what's in that.
Okay, so our relax blend is lavender, calendula. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still on the last herb. Lavender, chamomile, kava, and some passion flower and a little hint of valerian. So really,
imagine.
A little sedative, a little bit of a relaxation technique. So, yeah, I mean, it really just, it's just a blend that most of our customers really just agree. It takes the edge off, and, you know, whatever it is that we have that we're offering, we're not saying that we're healing the world by any chance or any stretch of the imagination, but we're absolutely providing something that will allow your body to heal itself.
And you're tapping into stuff that you know instinctively and that your grandmother taught you. Aunt Lindsay and I, just to let you guys know, are good friends. And your grandmother used to soak her feet.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes. So when I was putting this whole business plan together, yes, of course, I wanted to create a place that people could just be with themselves and relax. And you know, the location that I chose is perfect because it's off a busy Lee Highway, and you can really see the traffic just zipping by, but you're kind of sheltered in this space. So all of it makes sense. Yes, absolutely. We're trying to create a space that you can just step away, identify that you don't have to be a part of the hectic bustle. But really, where the business makes sense is from this complimentary offering, which is soaking your feet in a hot herbal bath. And when I was in business school trying to figure out how to make a tea house work in a very high real estate area, you know, soaking the feet actually came to me in a couple of avenues. But then it occurred to me when I was channeling my grandmother, she was the one who soaked her feet every day in Epsom salt. She didn't do the same herbal remedy baths that I offer here, but, you know, a little bit of peppermint in her bath every now and then, and it just made perfect sense. So earlier you asked the question about how it all came about. Well, you know, like I said, it's not an easy story. It's a lot of tuning into my, you know, my grandmother's memory, tuning into what I think this area is calling on, and what we end up with is a tea house and foot sanctuary, and where you soak your feet in a hot herbal bath. There are Epsom salts. There are some teas in some of the baths, but mostly it's just a relaxing experience. And then from there you can use aromatherapy, you can use the herbs, you can use the salts, which draw out toxins to achieve health benefits, and you can take it a step beyond and do reflexology or foot massage. And so that's kind of our little tagline, is head-to-toe healing.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and I am a huge fan of reflexology. I, you know, and so tell us about because a lot of people don't know what reflexology is. It is that the bottom of your foot is actually a map of your entire body.
Yes. So the wisdom holds that so long as you're stimulating circulation and otherwise stimulating pressure points on the bottom of your feet, you can actually trigger circulation and health and bringing fresh oxygenated blood to various organs and systems within your body based on where you're stimulating on your feet. So to your point about the map, that's actually exactly where the pressure, you kind of navigate where the pressure should go. And of course, there's a system and flow to it as well. But as a practitioner, you can actually sometimes tell where there's stagnant energy or even congestion, whether
how can you tell?
So there's sometimes a little bit of a we call it a crunchy sensation when you're pushing on the feet, and there's a little bit of a calcification in the bottom of the feet, and that's based on, you know, gravity is going to help reveal a lot of things. But if there's actually some toxins that have built up, say, in your lungs, and you have crunchies in the area that corresponds to your lungs, then chances are we found that perhaps you're recovering from bronchitis. And, you know, so, I mean, it's, again, it's not medicine, but it's a wisdom that hasn't been able to be totally refuted over the past, you know, 500 years, so.
Maybe 5,000 years.
Yeah.
NIH has done a ton of research on reflexology and especially acupuncture, and reflexology is
similar theories, but different modalities or techniques.
And the idea that energy can flow or get blocked, and that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, it's not everyone that's comfortable knowing that, so not everyone maybe is your customer.
And you have to be open to the thought of it, too. Absolutely.
Right. But people can come in for some tea, and then they can also be open to the thought of what else they might be able to do to move. Remove their stress.
Right. And if nothing else, hopefully they have a relaxing experience while they're here. And that's really what we're trying to sell is, you know, sure, we're selling tea and feet, but we're also selling peace. And hopefully that will be what they take with them when they leave.
So how does it feel to have created such a magical space here on Lee Highway, 3800 Lee Highway, Suite D?
It feels amazing, but it also feels humbling. I'll honor that I have something to do with the creation or the genesis, but it really has been, I think, a universal pull with all the things that just kind of fell in place. And to that to me, that's the humbling piece. You know, patrons, I mentioned, comment on how their perspective changes once they're sitting on the inside and seeing life pass by on the outside, you know, and that kind of changes their need to internalize some of the stress that they've had. And this is feedback from them. This is, I'm not making this up. And they say that their attitude kind of shifts as soon as they walk in the door. So I completely agree that, you know, while I've created something that's very cool and very, very different, there's something bigger at play because I'm not changing their attitudes when they walk in the door. Like, something else is happening. And so I think there's a need or there's a draw for they're opening themselves to that. So I think that's really exciting. You know, and I recognize that this kind of magical goodness doesn't happen in a business plan. So, and I fully, you know, give credence to my employees who make this such an incredible experience for the people who come through the door. So, yes, it feels awesome. It feels great. And I really hope to be able to bring this to other communities. The immediate community that I'm in is so very receptive to this. And, you know, in this area, we are all about convenience. So my intention is to bring this to other communities so it's a little bit more convenient for folks to have relaxation within reach. And then be able to go out into the world and be their best selves as well. And just kind of touch on a couple of pockets of in areas that really need this type of disconnect and reset.
I think anyone who steps into the house of Steve or has a reflexology treatment, soaks their feet at home, orders your tea online, which I think is a brilliant opportunity to get a piece of the House of Steep, whether you live in Arlington, Virginia or not, and then you can grab some tea or order them as corporate gifts for your clients or yourself. I know you also sell the different soaks that people can order online, gift baskets for loved ones. It's just a magical thing, and we can't wait to see what you do with this company that you just started a few months ago. It's truly exciting, and your wisdom is more profound, I perhaps think, than you even know. And for entrepreneurs, you know, this is a great example. And I know you're actually testing. You're going to be a judge
It's an entrepreneurship competition. There's a scholarship for my alma mater for the best case competition and their best business plan and what have you. So it's an honor to be called back to help kind of shape tomorrow's marketplace through the entrepreneurship field. So I'll be doing that this weekend. So I'm excited about that.
And that is so cool because entrepreneurs need entrepreneurs to help guide them.
Absolutely. Right? I've relied on a lot of mentors and a lot of wisdom. I've never been one to try to recreate the wheel, but at the same time, innovation requires a little bit of recreating the wheel. But in terms of navigating processes, I've absolutely relied on people who've come before me, and that's been tremendous, and I hope to pay that forward.
And it is a delicate balance, knowing what technology and technical aspects you need that don't change, and how to be creative, right?
Right, exactly. There is a very delicate balance, though.
But Lindsay seems to have really tapped into that, and we will come back and interview you again
in
6 months to talk about where the House of Steep is and where it's going. And Incandescent hopes to partner with you and see where we can both grow these businesses together. So we are very thrilled to have you on the Incandescent Radio Show. Thank you for your time, Lindsay.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
And everyone who stops by Arlington, Virginia, or Washington, D.C. should step into the House of Steep for at least a cup of tea, if not a foot soak and reflexology treatment. 3800 Lee Highway, www.houseofsteep.com. This is the Incandescent Radio Show on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. We broadcast a new show every Monday at noon, and we look forward to you checking us out, www.incandescentradioshow.com, where we always ask, what's your story? So if you have one to tell, send me an email at hope@hopegibbs.com. It's www.theincandescentradioshow.com, and that's incandescent with a K, because we're writers here at Incandescent. We'll see you next Monday. Thanks for your time.
Is the ePodcast Network.